This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Foreign nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese virus cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the China-sourced SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which took some 800 lives. A plane load of Americans left Wuhan, the center of the epidemic, and the passengers have arrived in Anchorage, Alaska. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Officials chartered the plane to fly out diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, where the latest coronavirus outbreak started, as well as other American citizens. The U.S. embassy in China says the plane is refueling in Alaska before flying on to Southern California. Media are being held in a concourse between Anchorage Airport's two terminals. About 100 yards from the plane, a white cargo aircraft with red and gold stripes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on the virus situation in China from Reuters correspondent Joe Davies.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately.
For the situation here in the United States, the AP's Mike Hempen.
In the U.S. so far, there are 5 confirmed patients, 2 in Southern California and 1 each in Washington State, Chicago, and Arizona. They had all traveled to the hardest hit part of China, but there's no sign they have spread the illness to anyone around them.
The United Nations Children's Fund has sent a shipment of respiratory masks and protective suits for health workers to Shanghai to support China's response to the virus outbreak. UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore says, quote, this coronavirus is spreading at a breakneck speed, and it's important to put all necessary resources into halting it. From Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want him removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mr. Trump's trial lawyers insist he has done nothing wrong. Later this week will come a crucial Senate decision on whether to allow witnesses to be called, something Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in sync with the White House, wants to avoid. But he admits that so far he does not have the votes to block it. The United States has again revised upward the number of its troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on 2 Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. We get a report from the AP's Sagar Meghani.
The military now says 50 U.S. service members suffered the injuries, the third time it's boosted the total. President Trump initially said no Americans were hurt. Days later, the military reported 11, then 34, and now 50. A Pentagon spokesman says 31 have now returned to duty. Traumatic brain injuries become a bigger concern for the military in recent years amid a better understanding of how it affects thinking, memory, and other functions. The president last week downplayed the injuries.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things,
saying he did not consider the injuries as severe as those suffered in roadside bombings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is set to sign a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada today, a major campaign promise in the election that brought him to power 3 years ago. Mr. Trump talked about it at a rally in New Jersey last night.
We will replace the NAFTA nightmare, one of the worst trade deals ever in history, with the incredible brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA.
The White House ceremony will not include key Democrats from the House of Representatives who helped get bipartisan approval of the measure in Congress. As his impeachment lawyers were winding up their opening arguments in the Senate, President Trump was announcing his long-awaited peace plan for the Middle East. At best, it got a mixed reaction, and Palestinian leaders left out of the deal-making condemned Mr. Trump's blueprint. American officials report that the bodies of 2 U.S. pilots in Monday's military plane crash site in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. It is still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington insists it was not shot down, which the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. It is hoped the flight recorder, which has also been found, will provide clues on what caused the crash. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.